reporter Darius Johnson.
Whenever they're trying to move vehicles in and out of the gate, protesters are blocking them from moving those vehicles. And that is resulting in protesters being dragged, pushed to the ground, arrested, and being hit with tear gas, pepper balls, rubber bullets, any chemical agents that these ICE agents are able to deploy at that time.
A stepped-up federal immigration crackdown effort began at the start of the week in Chicago. President Trump on the phone today with China's President Xi. CBS's Natalie Brand says TikTok is a key point.
White House officials saying that any details about this call will come from the president himself, likely on social media, as is often the case. We know, though, that this call did start at 8 a.m. The expectation was that this call was all about finalizing this TikTok deal. This comes after earlier in the week, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed that there was a framework for a deal and that the commercial terms had been agreed upon.
New action this morning from the CDC advisory panel on vaccines. Reporter Sabrina Cupid of our Atlanta affiliate, WSB.
The panel agreed that all pregnant women should get tested for hepatitis B, but they decided to table the matter of when the vaccine is given to babies. Right now, it's given at birth. By tabling the vote today, it means the current guidelines remain in place for now.
Yesterday, the panel recommended new limits on MMRV vaccines. The House has just passed a bill to avoid a government shutdown. Prospects in the Senate look dim. In Florida, there's an investigation after a theme park death. CBS's Michael Wallace.
An autopsy found 32-year-old Kevin Zavala died of multiple blunt impact injuries after riding the Stardust Racers coaster at Universal's Epic Universe theme park in Orlando. Maria Fernandez was several cars ahead of Zavala and heard a woman screaming for help.
At that moment, I think that I have attack panic.
She says Zavala had blood on his shirt.
The pests we call spotted lantern flies are invading more parts of the country, as we hear from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The inch-long red, white, and black polka-dotted insects have infested at least 19 states and Washington, D.C. now.
They're really kind of cute.
But nature photographer Bill Vanko says the plant-hopping invasive species is deceiving and incredibly destructive to the ecosystem. Experts say we need to take matters into our own hands, or feet, and smash them.
Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 48 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. High waves and dangerous currents are expected on Lake Michigan from tonight through tomorrow afternoon. The alert covers Racine, Milwaukee, and communities to the north. Kenosha County's not included in the warning. Kenosha police are investigating after a man was found badly injured at the Kenosha Metro station early yesterday. He was flown to the hospital and is expected to survive. We're working on learning more about what exactly happened. Microsoft will open their first Racine County data center early next year, featuring what they call the world's most powerful supercomputer. The now $7 billion Racine County project will create 400 permanent jobs. Racine native and singer Leimani Segura has joined the cast of Camp Rock 3. That's a movie filming in Vancouver featuring the Jonas Brothers. The 16-year-old has been singing locally since she was little, performing the Star Spangled Banner at several sporting events in Milwaukee. And Racine hosts its final Island Park Beer Garden tonight. Tomorrow, it's the Free Party on the Pavement Festival. Now in its 22nd year, the Party on the Pavement spans 12 blocks downtown with music, food, and more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Close call for Kraft.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room. So I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. So there's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
More clouds moving in with chances for showers early this evening and rain and thunderstorms ramping up overnight. Early tomorrow morning, some of those still linger. And scattered shower chances continue on and off with more storms and heavy rain expected later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up at 1:45 this afternoon is the original hit version of a song that was done in 1981, redone, I should say, by the Manhattan Transfer. Curious? 1:45 today, here.
Surprise, I was a slave when I found out.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm alive.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus reminding you that you should have the Civic Media app on your smartphone. Do it now before you forget if you haven't done it already, because it comes in very handy when you want to text in the keyword that will start giving you like 6 or 7 a day. All day long, Monday through Friday, for the next week or two. And those are all chances for you to win not only $200 cash and jewelry, hence the green and gold part of the contest, but also a couple of club seats to see a game over at Lombardi and Ridge in November against a team from a state to the west of us, who shall remain nameless. Coming up, starting Monday, first keyword 7 a.m. with Don Rosen here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A new analysis from Clean Wisconsin shows AI data centers in the state will use more power than all the homes in Wisconsin combined. Potential energy demand has been disclosed for just two projects in the state, the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington and Phase 1 of the Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant. Those two projects alone require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of power, which is enough energy to power more than 4 million Wisconsin homes. Wisconsin has just under 3 million housing units in the entire state. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Senate passage of a bill that will help protect Wisconsin lakes from toxic algae. The legislation would improve monitoring, forecasting, and prevention of harmful algal blooms by requiring better coordination among task force agencies, state and local entities, and tribes. Right now on the Defender podcast, the Wisconsin Climate March is coming. Listen to find out more at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
W-R-J-N. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
Brewer games over the weekend. Details about that coming up on WRJN.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure. And baby, if he loves you more than me, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen.
Believer and a homecoming queen. Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
news and timeless hits, WRJN, all these unforgettable songs. How do we do it? Well, we just have good taste. And so do you for listening to us. Now, let's get you up to speed on what's going on around the world, courtesy of Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The massive new Microsoft data center expansion in Mount Pleasant will use millions of gallons of water a year, but it could be more. The company said yesterday they're doubling their spending in Racine County with a now $7 billion data center project. It's expected to open the first phase next year, using more than 2.8 million gallons of water annually from Lake Michigan. Microsoft says they've designed a system that recycles most of the water. The second data center will be similar in size and is expected to open in 2 years. Microsoft says they're promising to balance any fossil fuel electricity used with clean energy projects, including a major solar farm. People in the area will have better access to the Root River thanks to new state funding. The Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network got a $20,000 state grant to design improvements at Horlick Park for access for canoes and kayaks. The project is one of 35 across Wisconsin getting grants during Coastal Awareness Month. State leaders say the goal is to expand public access, protect waterways, and support local communities along the Great Lakes. Big waves and dangerous currents are expected along the Lake Michigan shoreline from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon. A beach hazards statement will be in effect for Racine, Milwaukee, and just to the north. Kenosha County isn't included in the alert. Waves could reach 3 to 5 feet, creating life-threatening conditions for swimmers. Officials are urging people to stay out of the water and to avoid piers and breakwalls. And given the population, it's kind of a surprise this hasn't happened before. The inaugural Kenosha Italian Fest will take place this weekend at Celebration Place on Kenosha's lakefront. The event is meant to celebrate Italian heritage with live music, food, cooking demos, cultural displays, and a parade through downtown. The festival will feature a Sunday outdoor mass and a Venetian night boat parade with fireworks Saturday night. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
More clouds moving in with chances for showers early this evening and rain and thunderstorms ramping up overnight. Early tomorrow morning, some of those still linger and scattered shower chances continue on and off with more storms and heavy rain expected later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The world is black.
see the light.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. For a while, before the Mamas and Papas were famous and rich, they hung out in the Caribbean and lived off an American Express card, and that card made it into this song, their biography, Creaky Alley, on WRJN.
John and Mitchie were getting kind of itchy just to leave the folk music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line. And after every number, they pass that.
McQueen and McGuire's just a-getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Saul is a daddy, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that we do. Let's go south.
McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but you changed your mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away. When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zoll form a spoonful. McGuire just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Oh.
We'll be right back.
trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars.
But keeping out the heat's hard.
California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Starting Monday with the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Download the Civic Media app now. Use it Monday.
What you want, baby, I got. What you need, do you know I got it? All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come
just
home.
A little bit.
Hey, baby,
just a little
when
bit.
You go home.
Just a little bit.
Mister,
just a little bit.
I ain't gonna do you wrong, 'cause I don't wanna.
Says WRJN, Tommy James, Sean Dulles for that song. And a quick reminder, if you're a member of the Class of 64, tune in this afternoon at 5 o'clock. It's Class of 64 Under Scrutiny. Well, that's a little harsh. Just being remembered on Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. That's today, Class of 64 on WRJN.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X Golf Kenosha. The two-person fall league kicks off the week of September 15th. It's six solid weeks of various 18-hole rounds. And don't miss the brand new three-person winter league starting the week of October 27th. 8 weeks of intense nine-hole stroke play. Prove you're the best on the green and secure your spot now. Space is limited. Go to xgolfkenosha.com or visit them on Facebook or Instagram for all the league details. Get in the game today at X Golf Kenosha.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I spend my time and climbing for some crystals falsely. And then I'm
news, timeless hits, WRJN, the five stair steps. And I'm thinking, if a house has got a stairway with only five stair steps, must be really low ceilings. Overthink?
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. How things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Yeah.
child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Steve Kathan. We're hearing from President Trump about his phone call with China's president. CBS's Stacey Lin.
On Truth Social, the president said it was a very productive call, adding, "We made progress on many very important issues, including trade, fentanyl, the need to bring the war between Russia and Ukraine to an end, and the approval of the TikTok deal." He says the two agreed to meet at the APEC summit in South Korea, and he would go to China early next year, and President Xi would come to the U.S. at an appropriate time.
The Trump administration's asking the Supreme Court to halt an order letting transgender and non-binary people choose their sex on passports. Now to Chicago, where protesters squared off with authorities outside an ICE facility. CBS Chicago's Darius Johnson.
The ICE agents on the ground were essentially outnumbered, and that's when they started to throw those smoke grenades, starting to disperse the crowd, those smoke grenades reaching media crews that were here on the opposite side of the street and starting to impact us as well, whether that be our breathing or whether that be our eyes, where many of us had to run and take cover.
In Atlanta, CBS's Mark Strassman says a CDC advisory panel's discussing the COVID shot.
Right now, we're all used